Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we are doing a short little one-er on something that inspired me this week on a walk with my hiking girls. We have a hike. We try to do a hike every Sunday, and it's usually about 3 or 4 miles, and we just talk about life, talk about how we can get through this parenting journey together and marriage, and just try to inspire one another. If we've learned something that week, or maybe we failed at something that week, how we can support one another. And one thing that's so important is just finding that community to do that with. It is hard in this busy season of life to find community. I 1000% understand it. Our kids are going all the time. And sometimes I would rather not make the effort because I'm tired or because I want to stay home or whatever my excuse is. But I have to tell you that time, whether it be an hour and a half with some women who I can pour my heart out to, that I can share the vulnerabilities of parenting, that means so much. So my first encouragement is to find girls who you can do that with. So here was our talk this week. We talked about marriage, and I just had someone on the podcast, and they will be released in January, Josh and Katie Walters. And so it kind of got me talking about marriage and connection and all the different aspects of our marriages. And many of us have been in marriage, you know, we're in our 40s. A lot of people who listen to this podcast are 30s, 40s. And so you might've been married for 15, 20-ish years. And when we get in those busy stages of life where you have multiple children and they are running to basketball and gymnastics and whatever the extracurriculars are, it can feel like you are just two ships passing in the night. And for those who are listening right now, I'm sure you're like, yes, that is what it feels like. And so it's hard sometimes to connect with our spouse because we are running around like chickens with our head cut off trying to get our kids situated, which is all great things, but we have to figure out how to have that connection with our husband because at the end of the day, one is we truly are a mirror and this incredible gospel story to our kids. When they see our marriage, when they see the strength in our marriage, it provides safety and security. And when they see how we treat each other and connect with one another, that's showing them for their future. And at the same time, it gives them this safety and security that no matter what's going on, mom and dad are connecting, they're good to go, we're good to go. My kids know when Grant and I are having issues or we've had a fight or argument, there's just tension in the air. That's stressful to the kids. And so just making sure you have that connection, even though you have a million other things going on. The girls in my group, some of us have 2 kids, 4 kids, we're at different stages of life. Some are in the survival stage where you literally have kids at your feet all day long and you can't get a word in. You might try to get a word in with your husband, but you have kids that are constantly, you know, all over you. And maybe some of you have older kids, like ours are older. And so we might not be as exhausted physically, but we are like the Uber queens where we are taking them back and forth and back and forth. And every night of the week, there is something, whether it be church or extracurriculars or whatever it is. You know, Grant and I were just talking that we truly don't have a minute to connect. Now, one of the things that we put into our marriage at a very early age is that we were going to have one night that was a night for us, a date night. And I encourage you to do this. I know a lot of people are like, well, date nights aren't going to fix everything. You are so right. And many of us need a lot more than just a date night. That is not going to fix everything. But it grounds us. It brings us some connection. Now, used to, we could have a night and we could get a babysitter and it'd be great. But now we can't do that. Our kids are older, they're out later. So we are having to reimagine what date night looks like. For us, that could be a breakfast on a Saturday morning, or maybe it is we figured out our kids actually are at church at the same time. So maybe we have an hour spot that we can get together. Whatever it is, we are truly trying to be intentional in that time. However, if there isn't space to do that, how are you connecting throughout the week? One of the things that we talked about in our group this week is one, a very simple thing, connecting weekly on just your calendar. So this is like logistical and doesn't seem super romantic, but I have to tell you, we used to do this all the time, Grant and I, and we're gonna have to start doing it again because our lives are crazy. We both are full-time working parents and our kids are in a lot of things. And a lot of times what creates that tension is because we don't have expectations of the week. We don't know what the other person's going through. Grant doesn't know I have a huge meeting on Thursday, so I can't pick up the kids, or vice versa. And a lot of times it's so much easier to give grace to your partner when you know what's going on, when you know what they need prayer for. And instead of getting upset and thinking, oh, they didn't do this or they didn't do that, if you knew what was going on, or what they had scheduled for that week, it's easier to give empathy. So I encourage you, the first thing is just to get together once a week and look at your calendars. Figure out when the kids are having games. We add each other to Google Calendars. There's an awesome app called Cozy that we used to use, and we'll start to use that again. And it basically just shares our family calendar, what is going on. But it's also good just to think about the week ahead and say, okay, I'm picking up here, you're taking here, okay, great, you're out of town. Because what happens if we don't do that, we do it at the last minute and then we're so frustrated with one another because you're like, wait, I didn't know you couldn't pick up the kids. Wait, I'm picking up? I thought you were doing that. I have a big meeting. I can't get off that. And then you start to jockey for whose stuff is more important. And anyway, my first encouragement is just to do the logistical calendaring. I mean, go out on the porch, go have, you know, a glass of wine or whatever it is. Go out on the porch and just talk about, hey, how can we figure out this week and how can I best support you and support me and get our kids to where they need to be and support our kids. The second thing that we talked about is just some ways that we can connect throughout the week with our spouse. A lot of times you can't go out on a big date or do something like that, but you might just need mini connections. So for me, I love connection. And when I am connected to Grant, it's when we've had intentional, purposeful conversations. Grant's connection is different. So that's another thing too, is like figuring out your spouse's different ways they connect. It's probably different than yours. I love time spent. I need a lot of that. Grant doesn't need as much as that. That's not really his big thing. But we can negotiate, and we're learning this in counseling. We can negotiate and help serve one another and figure out each other's connection points. So one of the things that we talked about as this hiking group is someone had suggested that every night that they just sit down with their spouse for literally like 5 to 10 minutes. And I know that sounds so small, but when I was thinking about it, that is actually a lot of time. Because when I think about our schedules, our work, our kids' calendars, those things, I'm like, do we even like sit down and have conversations? Now, when your kids are younger, you put your kids to bed. We have a lot of younger couples in our neighborhood, and it makes me giggle because their kids are in bed at like 7:30 at night. And so then they have some time to be together and talk and connect. My kids don't go to bed until 10:30. Sometimes they are putting me to bed because they have practices and homework and all the things. And so there really isn't that time that we used to have when our kids were younger to connect. So one of the things that we were challenged with today from our little hiking group is three things. So three things that you are appreciative of yourself and three things that you appreciate about your spouse. And you're just telling them that. You are just telling them that day, whether it be 5 minutes on the couch that you're sitting together, that you are just telling them three things that you appreciate about them. Now, that might be too much. I laugh a little bit because I was telling Grant this, and that feels overwhelming to someone who might be a different personality than mine. Three things for me, that seems totally doable because I'm probably doing that anyway. I write a journal of three things I'm grateful for. And so that comes to me naturally. So make sure that you're talking with your partner about it. It might be one thing a week. It might be that you just sit down and ask some intentional questions. Okay, what is something that I appreciate about you? Here's the one thing I really appreciated about you this week, or here's the three things that I appreciated about you this week. Whatever it is, figure out a way that you can connect in some way, daily, weekly, that you are just making sure that you don't get to 20 years down the road, your kids are graduating, and you're thinking, what do I even have in common with my spouse anymore? What am I going to do? You want to build that friendship, that love, because you guys, marriage is hard. And if you're not working on it, if you're not being intentional about it, oh man, I'm just telling you, it is something that is so important to be intentional about. So I encourage you this week to find a way that you can connect. Some intentional questions, some ways that you can appreciate one another. 5 minutes you can go sit out on the porch and talk about your day, whatever it is that you are connecting, little micro connections throughout the week. And then I do encourage you to do that like bigger logistical thing at the beginning of the week, just so that you can truly have expectations for the week. And I promise that will save so much tension it has in our life. So much. We have failed at that a lot. And so we are bringing it back since school is back in and everything's back in, where we just connect and say, here's what's going on for the week. What do you have? How can I support you? How can I pray for you? How can I, you know, ease the load? Grant picks up our kids most days, and, you know, maybe I need to help him pick up the kids a couple days. So anyway, I hope this encourages you. More than ever, I'm realizing how just important it is to constantly connect with our spouse, to continue to build that friendship and that love. And here is just a mini micro way that you can do that through the week. And I hope it encourages you. I'd love to hear the different things that you guys do. Thank you so much for listening to us, for being love and doing good in your family and your community. We'll see you next week.